Across the Australian Desert by Andrew Lang. On August the 21st, 1860, in the most lovely season of the year, that of early spring, the citizens of Melbourne crowded to the Royal Park to witness the departure of the most liberally equipped exploring party that had yet set out to penetrate the unknown regions of Australia. Their object was to cross the land from the south to the northern seas, a task which had never before been accomplished, as well as to add to the scientific knowledge of the interior. The expedition started under the leadership of Robert O'Hara Burke, who began his career as a cadet at Woolwich, but left at an early age to enter a regiment of hussars in the Austrian service, in which he subsequently held a captaincy. When this regiment was disbanded in 1848, he obtained an appointment in the Irish Constabulary, which he exchanged for the police force of Victoria in 1853, and in this he was at once made an inspector. A Mr. Landells, in charge of the camels, went as second in command, and William John Wills, an astronomer and surveyor, as third. Wills was the son of Dr. William Wills, and was born at Totnes in Devonshire in 1834. He was cousin to Lieutenant Le Vicomte, who perished with Sir John Franklin in the Erebus. In 1852, the news of the wonderful gold discoveries induced him to try his fortune in Victoria, but he soon became attached to the staff in the Melbourne Observatory, where he remained until selected for the post of observer and surveyor to the exploring expedition. From the time that the expedition first took shape, the names of these leaders were associated in the minds of the people with those of other brave men who had toiled to solve the mystery that lay out in the great thirsty wilderness of the interior. Some of them had tried, and failing had returned broken in health by the terrible privations they had met with. Others, having failed, had tried again. But the seasons and years had rolled on since, and had brought back no story of their fate. Therefore, as late in the afternoon, Burke, mounted on a pretty grey, rode forth at the head of the caravan. Cheer after cheer rang out from either side of the long lane formed by the thousands of sympathetic colonists who were eager to get a last glimpse of the adventurers. Immediately following the leader came a number of pack horses, led by the European servants on foot. Then Landells and Dr. Beckler mounted on camels, and in their train, sepoys, leading two by two, 24 camels, each heavily burdened with forage and provisions, and a mounted sepoy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?